evening, Europe!
Austria, 1995, here on the Eurovision Showcase. Oh yes, what a tune that is. That was the wonderful, wonderful Stella Jones there with Die Welt wird sich verkehrt. Yes, I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Die Welt dreht sich verkehrt.
Oh, there we go. And it means...
The world turns upside down.
Apparently it very well does. And yeah, you could say it's upside down right at this very moment in time as the world goes round. Yes. But Austria came 13th with 67 points at the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland. It was the year where the UK sent Love City Groove with Love City Groove. Remember? Ireland failed to do a quadruple. Yes, a four win in a row. They only managed to do three because Eddie Friel with Dreamin' only managed to come 14th with 44 points. But the eventual winners that year was with the very Irish-sounding song was Norway. Yeah, Secret Garden with the song Nocturne, meaning nighttime, with 148 points. Yes, so that was your 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. Oh yes, now if you want to get in contact with us, it would be awesome to hear from you.
Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase.
Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Visit our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Uritutiut.
Indeedio. Right, now it's time for a new request. No, new release. There we are. Got it right. Right, that was going to be from Nikki French. Yes, she's released a brand new album called simply Eurovision. Yes, well, that's it, Eurovision. And she's got a brand new song on that album, which I've never heard until last weekend. And I love it. And I hope you do too. So here is the lovely Nikki French, who is covering a song from
the United Kingdom.
And in the year of
1984.
Yeah, that's right. So here is Nikki French with the Bella Devotions Love Game.
Macédoine du Nord.
North Macedonia.
2019.
baby, let me tell you something, girl. For every tear the world makes you cry, hold on to me, I am always on your side. Don't be afraid to spread your wings and fly. Tell them, raise your voice and say it loudly. Show them what it means to stand up proudly.
Tamara Todevska with Proud. That was North Macedonia 2019 right here on the Eurovision Showcase. That won, actually, because of the confusion on the night with the Belarusian votes, well, say no more, Sweden won the jury vote. But actually, it was North Macedonia, La Macedoine du Nord. So the wonderful thing was there is that North Macedonia actually won the jury convincingly, and they ended up coming seventh in the end. The televote didn't help particularly well, but that was North Macedonia's most successful entry at the Eurovision Song Contest, was from Tamara Todevska, and I was so happy for her, because she ended up coming, I think it was eighth in the 2008 second semi-final for Eurovision, and because of the strange sort of wild 10th place wild card thing, Sweden actually were qualified in front of them of North Macedonia. So because they ended up getting quite a low televote, but the jury sort of saved them. It was a very strange, odd system in 2008. Anyways, so it's quite funny that Tamara Todevska actually ended up getting her revenge on Sweden eventually, once all the votes were in. So I guess she probably had the last laugh. Right, it's now time to do a brand new segment. It's called Interviews from Eurovoir. That brings back some memories. I was petrified of that as a kid, that old BBC News ident. Right, okay, let's go over to Eurovoir. It's time to hear from Ian, who's interviewing Gustav from Belgium. Yes! From
hello, everyone. This is Neil from Eurovoir at the Eurovision Spain pre-party here in Madrid. And joining me now is Gustav from Belgium. Hello, Gustav.
Hello.
Who is Monsieur?
Good, heel good.
And ook met mij, heel goed.
Good, good.
How are you finding Madrid so far?
Nice, I've been here a couple of times. It's always beautiful to be in this beautiful city. But we just arrived, I think, 2 hours ago, so it was like straight to the hotel room, getting ready and getting to the press conference. So it's still a bit new being in Madrid.
It's like the Jetstar lifestyle.
Yes, yeah.
So it's been a while since you won Eurosong, and we all know you were extremely shocked when you won. How long did it take for you to realize, I'm going to Eurovision?
It didn't happen the night itself, I can tell you that. But it did start to sink in, and I think about a couple of days in, I was like, okay, it's really happening. And it was like, again, I'm very proud that I get to represent my country, and I was also very ambitious to do a good job for my country. I just was kind of protecting myself, I think, that night, like, just we'll see what happens, it's all good, everything that happens is good. And maybe that option wasn't the first option in my brain, but I'm very thankful and very grateful that I get to do this for my country.
And also what was big for you as well was your return as a solo artist as well. You had started out as a solo artist, then went more backing singers, more songwriting, and then with Hercules and Love Affair as well. So did it feel a bit weird going back out as a solo artist and being like, this is me?
Well, yes and no, because I've always worked as a solo artist, but I don't think I've ever worked as a solo artist at this level. Now there's like the whole of Europe and even the whole world is watching. That's a very new experience for me. But I have to say it's a very moving experience, because the beauty is that people get to hear the song that maybe would have not have heard the song if it wasn't on Eurovision. And I get a lot of beautiful messages from people who understand the song, who feel empowered by the song. I think that's the true beauty of this whole experience for me. So that is a very new experience, but it's beautiful.
And the song as well, very deeply rooted in house music as well, and in ballroom culture and in queer culture as well. So does it make it even more special that you get to pass that message on?
It really does. Like, I was doing a Reddit session yesterday, for example, and some people from America were asking me about the queer aspect of the song and the inclusivity that I wanted to portray in the song, because as we all know, in America there's laws being passed against drag culture and trans culture, and it's beautiful to see that people feel empowered by the song and feel that there's like something in Europe that understands what's happening there, and they feel a support from the song, which I think is beautiful.
And also, apart from the song, we have to talk about the fashion. You've become known as like a fashion icon a little bit, and everyone's wondering, what are you going to wear in Liverpool? Or can you say?
I can't tell you much because the...
Be as vague as possible without getting Verde in trouble.
Well, what I can tell you is there's going to be a headpiece, of course, because that's my thing. And it's going to be designed by Walter van Berendonk, who designed my outfit also for the national final. And I can tell you it's going to be a bit more streamlined. I'll tell you that.
Ooh, very exciting. We'll have to see how this all turns out. So, final question then. Scale of 1 to 10, how excited are you to go to Liverpool and represent Belgium?
50.
I don't know if that's allowed, but we'll take it anyway. Dus, dikke merci om met mij te babbelen.
Heel graag gedaan.
And don't forget to follow us on all our socials and click the notification bell down there so you don't miss any of our new videos. But until next time, bye-bye.
Oh, dank u wel, then. To Ian from Eurovoir. He's a wonderful man. And you'll hear a lot from Ian in the coming weeks and months here on the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Uri-Tussiot. As we rock out to Gustav, and I'm resisting the urge to sing, honestly. It's so hard, so I'm going to have to turn that down. Right. It's time to have our request. Yes, we have not the request of the week, obviously. We've actually got quite a few requests, which is very good, of course. So, let's nip over the pond to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Hello, Javier Liel. Javier, hello. I hope you're doing very well, my friend, and thank you very much for your request. And your request is from the chap who represented this very nation. Not as in the one that we're currently in, but this one.
Switzerland.
Yes, in the year of...
2021.
And also...
2020.
Here's Jean Terz with his brand new single. It's called Disco. He came third in Rotterdam in 2021 with Tout l'Univers, remember? Jean Terz.
Ecstasy.
Him, Jean Taos with Disco, his brand new single, which has just been released, and you can get it obviously wherever you get your music, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music. The list goes on. Roberto's here. Hi, Rob.
Hello, 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 hello.
Hello. How are you?
All good in the hood.
Yeah. Did you have a lovely time in Helsinki and Tallinn with yours truly and our two girlfriends?
I did. That was great.
We had a lovely time, didn't we?
Yeah, it was really cool. And yeah, it was. I even tried the Finnish pastime of diving into ice cold water, but I didn't manage it. I got to my legs and realized it wasn't really me because you couldn't jump in.
Yeah, no.
Which I thought, if you jump in, just do it and done.
Well, you could jump in.
No, you weren't allowed. There's a lifeguard there. There's no jumping, no diving. So we had to just walk down these steps. And I was just like, no, I can't possibly. It was just too cold. Then I went and did the sauna, which was too hot.
Oh, darling, that's terrible.
So British. Too cold. It was too hot.
Too cold. No, well, yeah.
It was 2 degrees, the water. It was freezing, nearly.
Yeah, I can imagine it probably was, actually.
But no, it was a lovely time, and Kieran enjoyed himself. Kieran made friends last Saturday night in the karaoke bar in Helsinki.
I did, so Uvailta, Suomi, and hello to my Finnish friends who were met in the karaoke bar in Helsinki last Saturday night.
We're chatting away to the girls that were singing the Finnish entry and going, cha, cha,
cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha, cha. Oh, we had to. You had to. It's part of a national tradition now.
They asked Kieran to sing with them, didn't they? They asked you to sing Lordy, and you were like, yeah, okay, then. And then it got quite late. We had to get home. We had to get back to the Airbnb because we had an early flight an early leave to get to the airport the next morning.
Yeah.
And you were like, you and Donna go, Rob. Me and Jenny will stay. It's 15 minutes till I sing. And then you arrived home not long after we did, and it turned out that it was like an hour and 15 minutes, and you were like, we can't stay that long.
Exactly. It was like an hour and 15 minutes, and I was like, I'm so sorry. I do actually need to go now.
But plus, we were all quite drunk, and having a hangover on the flight home was fun.
Oh, yeah.
I felt like I was 18 again.
So did I, actually, to be fair. It was lovely. I had a lovely time. And your week's been all right since coming back, Rob? You've eased back into work quite well, haven't you?
Well, you suppose so, yeah.
I guess because we have to, really.
Yeah, nothing really changes.
No, so, more things to the same, eh?
Yeah, basically. So, same stuff, but no, it's fine. I've been working home most of the week, so I went to Guildford once.
Lovely.
Yeah.
If only everybody
I supposed
could
to go to Leatherhead as well, but I didn't have to, which was nice, because that's even further.
Yeah, and a bit of a boring town, I must admit. Anyway,
I don't know if Leatherhead's listening.
Well, unless they can try and get onto 92.3 or 98.9 FM, or on Alexa, or Google, or anything like that.
In the high street, it's got some really nice cafes and like restaurants that spill out onto the high street. It feels a little bit continental when you're walking through Leatherhead, which is strange.
Yes and no. Though the last time I went there for a purpose was when I was coach driving. I was taking a group of the hockey team from, I think, Meon Cross School in Stubbington, down here near Fareham, and ended up taking them to Leatherhead, to a secondary school, to play hockey. And I was coach driving, so I had some hours to myself, and I ended up going to the Wetherspoons in Leatherhead.
Yeah, that's in the high street, but that always looks a bit naff, but there are some nice places further on up.
Oh, I didn't know. Yeah. Oh, well, there you go. See, so narrow-minded.
I know. Anyway.
Rude! Anyways.
Randomness, randomness, randomness.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Oh, yes.
Okie dokie. So I have a hat full of years and a hat full of... Well, I've gone northern. A hat full of years and a hat full of countries.
You went Yorkshire, really.
I did go Yorkshire, which is terrible because I can't do Yorkshire accent. I can't really do any accent apart from the southern accent, which isn't really an accent. Well, apparently it is. Oh, I don't know. Anyway. I don't think I've got an accent, but everyone up north thinks I have, and they've all got accents.
Right, Hyacinth Bouquet.
Anyway, so I have what's the saying? Yeah, half full of years, half full of countries. Pull one out, pull two out, try and get them together to mix and match a song.
One each.
That is the play. We could try doing three.
Oh, I can't do three. I've only got a 1 hour show, Rob. Come on.
Okay, that's our random chop. Special, isn't it? So, Ireland.
Oh, Ireland. Okay.
I haven't actually picked them out for ages.
No, you haven't. Ireland debuted in 1965. Okay, and that was the contest in Naples after Italy won the year before. Gignola, Cinquetti, and Nono Letta. The 1965 contest was eventually won by Luxembourg with France Gall, Pompé de Pur, Pompé de Sang. You remember when we were in Boston in December, we heard it in a charity shop and we were like, and I almost freaked out.
That was in Portland.
Oh, was it Portland?
Portland.
When we say
Portland, we don't mean Portland, Dorset, we mean Portland, Maine.
Yeah.
Just not to get confusing. We were in Portland in Maine, went to a charity shop, and yes, Kieran was like, oh my God!
Yeah, I almost wet myself with giddiness.
But also, we were in a restaurant in Portland, and they were playing last year's Armenian entry, and the guy you were chatting away to waiter, he hadn't even heard of Eurovision, and you were like, oh.
I'm not usually like that, Rob. Well, right. I'm not like that.
I need to get a year, don't I? So
yes,
I've got
please.
A year. Ireland. 2012.
Oh, you're kidding. Really? Okay, so we're going to hear from Jedward.
Oh, God. At least it's not the at least it's not the turkey.
No. No, thank goodness. I know, sweet blessings. So Jedward came 19th in 2012. It was the year after they came 8th with Lipstick in Dusseldorf for Ireland. So they had the song Waterline, which I think is probably the better song. If there's ever a better song for Ireland.
I was going to say, that's like saying what's Jedward. Better, dog poo or cat poo.
Ah, Rob, that's terrible.
Ireland.
You can't say things like that on the radio.
I wasn't swearing.
2012.
Well, that is true. That is true. Anyways, I digress. Rob, would you like to introduce the song and the artist?
So it's a Jeddy Jeddy Jedward, and it's, what's it called? A Waterline. Try and enjoy.
Eurovision Showcase. News coming up.
Here she comes, shut 'em fast, better shut 'em fast. Too late, swept away. Feel the rush after the fact. Coming up beneath me. Never been in love so deeply before. Oh! I am close to the waterline. I thought that I'd been over my head for the last time. I'm so
wait. Here she comes, shot 'em fast, better shot 'em fast. Too late, swept away. Feel the rush. I am close to the
Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Right, we got a lot to get through, folks, so bettle up and listen in. Right, so the second wave of Eurovision tickets are going to be on sale on Monday. Yes, tomorrow, Monday the 24th of April. Yeah, so make sure you've created a Ticketmaster account before going onto the ticket selling website and getting the queue. All right. There's no date. Oh no, the date has been the time has been confirmed. It will be at midday British summertime, which was 1300 hours Central European time. Okay, so you have all been told. Right, basically, there's a huge story which I think shocked almost everybody. King Charles III will be visiting Liverpool with the Queen Consort, Camilla, to visit and reveal the Eurovision stage. Yes, the BBC have confirmed that King Charles and Camilla will be there, and Buckingham Palace has announced it, so that's pretty amazing. They're going to meet the 2023 presenters, including the UK entry May Muller. Wow, pretty amazing. And His Royal Highness will turn on the lights. Yes, he will. Yes. So Eurovision icon Loreen has been snatching wigs apparently all over the decade with her music, but in between her engagements in London, the Swedish star earlier this week also did it physically. Yes, professional dancer and solo media social media Austin Farrell invited Loreen to take part in a TikTok montage of her songs, and Austin opened up about things by delivering some slick choreography to Euphoria whilst in drag. Then who should appear then? Loreen herself. She snatches Austin's wig and then shows him how it's done by lip syncing to her 2023 Eurovision entry at Tattoo. Yeah. Oh, great stuff.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hi, this is Gustav from Belgium, and this is my song, Because of You. Life is too short and we sure gotta celebrate. Enjoy.
Yeah, when the world got me going crazy, I carry on. See, I carry on.
The Busker from Malta, and this is our song, Dance Our Own Party. Enjoy.
I feel good in my-
Hi, this is Tvorchi from Ukraine, and this is our song, Harder Still.
Broadcasting on 92.3 and 98.9 Forest FM, Switch Radio UK's Eurovision channel, and online, including Spotify and Mixcloud, the Eurovision Showcase with Kieran.
Malta.
1998.
Incredible. Kiara with The One That I Love. That is Malta 1998 in the National Indoor Arena in Birmingham that year. Coming a very respectable third place. A very tight crew it was in the top five. Israel winning Dana International with Diva. Right behind was the United Kingdom's Imani with the song Where Are You? Third, Kiara, One That I Love for Malta. Fourth place was the Netherlands' Cecilia Rombre with Hamelin Arda. And in fifth place was Croatia's beautiful Daniela with Nekami Nesvane. And I've just remembered that right off the top of my head. I'm not reading anything. I know it's radio and I can't prove it. But I can assure you, it's right off the top of my head. I can assure you, yes. as high since bouquet would once say. Oh dear. Righty ho, neighborinos. Right, it's time for a request. Yes, it's time for a new request. And it's time for James Brett, Worthing, West Sussex, coming in. Hello, James, on the south coast of the United Kingdom. Yes, the south coast of England. You are there. I hope you're well, James. Hello to Jason, if he's tuning in as well. It's always wonderful to know you boys are there. And you have requested the incredible song that came forth at the 1984 Eurovision Song Contest in Luxembourg. And it got 101 points. Yes, I am talking about the entry, which, oh yes, forgot to play. Yes, it is the year
1984.
Yes, and it was
Denmark.
Yes, here it is, Hot Eyes, Kirsten and Soren with Diddy D. And when we come back, it's the best of the rest. Yes, it is. For Denmark in 1984. Diddy D from Hot Eyes. Yes, indeed.
The best of the rest.
The best of the rest. It's time to find a couple of awesome tunes from the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest.
That's right. Yes, we dive into the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest, and we hope to find a couple of songs to play each week that celebrate the national finals of the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, there are good ones, there are some bad ones, but it's time, in this segment, it's time to find the best ones. And in my opinion, probably, or in your opinion, let us know, of course, what you think's the best or the worst. So, this song is incredible. I'm so upset that this didn't do better, because the eventual winner was dreadful and flopped at Eurovision. Yes, big time. Well, not nil point or anything like that, but he ended up coming 20th or something. So we're going to go to
Sweden.
And you know how much I love Sweden.
2005.
It is 2005. Melodifestivalen, the song that came fourth. There were fantastic songs that came second. Nanne Grönvall with Håller Me. And then coming third, Alcazar with Alcastar. Amazing. But this song that came fourth, it was written by Sonja Aldén, Bobby Lundgren, Henrik Vokström, Shirley Clamp herself, and Robert Olsson. So here is Shirley Clamp with the song Alt Elskar Dig, Alt Elskar Dig, which means in English, to love you. Yeah, Jag Elskar Dig means I love you in Swedish. Jag Elskar Dig. But Alt Elskar Dig means to love you. So here is the incredible Shirley Clamp from Sweden. This should have represented Sweden in 2005.
Du rör vid mitt inre. Du, du fyller mitt sinne. En dröm förvandlas till.
Sorry I got so emotional there, but that was incredible, wasn't it? Shirley Clamp with Alt Elskar Dig from Melodifestivalen, the Swedish Eurovision National Final.
The best of the rest.
All right, song number two takes us to a very lovely sunny country, which is called, as I'm trying to get around,
Spain.
Yes, viva España! Yes, Spain! And the national final of
2017.
The ultimate drama took place in the 2017 Spanish national final. Yes, Manuel Navarro ended up going to Kiev. Should I say Kiev? There we go. With Do It For Your Lover, which was dreadful. Oh, it was. However, which he was a lovely chap, but the song, it's competitive? No way, Jose. However, this one would have done really quite well, I think. It would have stood out, especially because there was lots of ballads in 2017, and I think this would have done really well. So, obviously, here is Morella with Contigo. Yes, it's a party night on the sun. In the sun. On the... Yeah. In... Not in the sun, but... Yeah. Beating down on the beach. You know, you get the idea.
Los sueños al aire, los miedos al mar, lo volvemos a intentar. Las penas al fuego, la playa en San Juan, lo bueno está por llegar. Jamás ni por perdido, mi amor, amor contigo. Jamás ni por vendido, mi corazón. Contigo quiero abrazar la vida, descubrir contigo. Quiero subirme al mundo, sonreír contigo. Hay una fiesta en mi cabeza, man. Baila, la, la, baila. Las manos al cielo, los pies para errar, no importará dónde irán. Si ladran de lejos, es una señal, tú y yo cabalgamos más. Jamás ni por perdido.
Contigo from Morella. That is Spain's national final song that came second in the 2017 national final for the Eurovision Song Contest in Kyiv, Ukraine. Right, it's now time for Live and Kicking. Yes, this is where we play a song live from Eurovision itself. There's a plethora to pick from every single week. But we're staying a little bit closer to home this week. We are indeed. And the country we have selected this week is...
the United Kingdom.
1996.
Indeed. Live. Live from the Oslo Spectrum. It's time for a bit of Gina G and just a little bit. Sadly, she only came eighth with this entry. Could have this been the catalyst for the televote at the Eurovision rather than just the juries? Who knows?
Show me the way. Don't turn on.
you do for me? Oh, what can you do? Cause I feel so alive. I feel your love inside.
What a performance. What a amazing vocal, I thought. But then again, I'm gooey when it comes to the UK Eurovision. And we actually do quite well. Remember, Gina G got these, though.
And finally, United Kingdom, 12 points. United Kingdom, 12
points. Det er meget kæk, det er meget de fuldt spillet indtil videre.
Thank you very much.
And
guess what we do with the 12 points?
I don't
from
know.
From Belgium...
12 points for the United Kingdom.
Yeah!
United Kingdom, 12 points!
England, der har været glemt et lille stykke tid.
Lil,
nu går
vi
rekordet igen her.
From the Danish commentary in the background, obviously. Yeah. I know, so rude. Well, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase with me, Kieran Uri-Tutia. Thank you so much for joining me. I hope you've enjoyed the show. I've enjoyed hosting it, as I do each and every week. Yes, now if you want to get in contact with us, this is how you can do it.
Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Visit our website, escshowcase.com. The Eurovision Showcase with Kieran Uri-Tutiat.
Indeed, don't miss it. You can find all sorts of information on our website, as well as a constant feed of Eurovision news provided by our good friends at Eurovoix.com. And I look forward to seeing you or hearing from you for next week. Yes, take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir. Auf Wiedersehen. Bis lat dobidenia. Cognat. Adios. I'll see you next week. Toodaloo!